I am Phil Nee with a look at sports. Coming up next week, Hornet Volleyball Camp. Richland Center head volleyball coach Jamie Johnson talked to me this week about that event.
We're excited about who we have coming in this year. It's just an exciting opportunity for the area and for our kids. Just a great opportunity.
Can you tell us about the guest clinician?
Yeah, it's Brooke Mosier. We had a connection, thankfully through Miss Salkovy, to actually her goddaughter. But Brooke was an All-American setter. She's right here from Wisconsin. But she, played at Illinois, but went on and basically played at University of Pittsburgh last year, taking her team to the Final Four. And so she was there, and now she's earned a ton of accolades along the way, but she's been selected, she was selected in the 2025 Major League Volleyball Draft and signed with the Omaha Supernovas. But now I believe she's moved into the LOVB League in there. And so just exciting opportunity for someone of that caliber. I mean, basically, one of the top 10 setters in the country for sure, if not top five currently. And to have someone of that who wants just to give back, to the love of the game. And normally, we have someone like someone comes in and works with the older kids, but she's like, can I work with the littles too? We have it all the way down from grades 2 through 3 in a session and 4 through 6. All those kids will get a chance to meet and greet and work with one of the best players in the entire country. So it sure is an improvement up over me to get to work with. So this is a kind of a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. We hope to get the word out. We have some room in all the camps yet. It was starting to fill up, especially the high school one. We have some room in the other camps yet. So we'd love to just get the word out.
Richland Center Volleyball Coach Jamie Johnson. You can go to the Richland Center Volleyball Facebook page for more information or book through Parks and Rec here in Richland Center. Yesterday, the American Legion Baseball 19U State Championship game was played at St. Ferial Park, Prairie du Chien, and Little Chute was a winner over Westby Coon Valley. That final score was 9-2. Little Chute, the champion. Looking at Church League softball last night, the 2026 tournament continued. In the A division, Mission shut out Richland Baptist Temple 1, 19-0. And 5 Points Lutheran defeated Richland Baptist Temple 2, 17-5. In the B division, St. Mary's Down Boscobel Assembly of God, 13-7. Ryan Plamer was 3-for-4. Father Nate Kuhn slammed a grand slam for St. Mary's. They welcomed me back in the lineup last night, and the Knights of Columbus beat Free Methodist 14-8. Nate Raish and Grant Worthington each scored 4 runs in the win. Nathan Phillips 3-for-4 with a 3-run homer to lead Free Methodist. Games continue next week in the B division on Monday night, the A and B division on Tuesday night as Church League softball gets set to wrap up. You can find out the brackets at rcchurchleague.com. Tuesday Men's Golf League action at Quail Run. Last night, week 16 of 20. Congratulations to Steve Sachina, a 36. Sachina with a birdie on hole 8. Also, Aaron Halverson was second at 38. It was Eli Cannon and Brent Montre, along with Peter Lawrence, all firing 40s. Rich Barron-Cott, Rod Reitz, J.J. Klatt, Tony Doherty each had 41s. Rich birdied hole 8, and Rod birdied hole 2. Other golfers with holes played under par, Anthony Ludwig birdied hole 1. Also, Nate Raish birdied hole 1, as did Ethan Hafner. Birdies on hole 3 for Trevin Thielman and Craig Huth, and Trayton Shepp and Ed Fink each had birdies on hole 8. Flag prize winners, Ethan Hafner, closest third shot on hole 1. Trevin Thielman, closest to the pin on hole 3. Grant Worthington, longest putt on hole 4. Chris Pardoon, the longest drive on hole 5. Steve Sachina with a closest to the pin shot on hole 7. And Pat Metz, closest second shot on hole 9 during Quail Run action last night. On the state scene, starter Logan Henderson won his sixth straight game Tuesday night in a 4-2 victory over Pittsburgh. Henderson limited the Pirates to a pair of runs on four hits and a walk in six strong innings.
Yeah, I mean, I've said this last few interviews that I want to get as deep into the game as possible, and it was really good to finish sixth today. So, yeah, I mean, being efficient is the name of the game, and you have to be if you're going to get that deep into the game. And, you know, I don't want to just stop at six. I want to keep going, so.
Jackson Churio and Andrew Vaughn supplied the power with a pair of home runs. Churio went 3-for-4. Antonio Senzatella, the newly acquired relief pitcher, worked well and impressed his manager.
I've always loved the kid, man. I'm just from afar, and, you know, I hear about what kind of human he is, and I just immediately like the kid, you know, and I thought he had good turbo sync. We'll see more of him as we go, but, yeah, it was great.
One other note, manager Murphy advises fans to ease up on Christian Yelich, who's been slumping this summer.
He basically won 2-2. If 19, he doesn't go down at the end, he wins that. So let's not forget what he's done. And that doesn't give him the grace to not. He's in the lineup, he's got to perform, and he will. We just can't start piling on when this guy's done a lot. He deserves the respect, and hopefully our fans understand that.
Kyle Harrison gets the start in Game 3 of the four-game set coming up tonight. The Cubs with a win, 5-1 over the Dodgers. San Diego, 9-4 winners against Arizona. Atlanta, 4, Miami, 2. Philadelphia, 5-0 over Washington. In the American League, Baltimore, 3, the Angels, 1. Boston, 14-2 over the White Sox. Kansas City, 8, Minnesota, 2. Houston, 7-2 over Toronto. Detroit, 8, Seattle, nothing. Interleague play, the Mets, 6, Cleveland, 2. Cincinnati, 5-4 over the Athletics. The Yankees, 2, St. Louis, nothing. Texas, 5, San Francisco, 4. Tampa Bay, 9-7 over Colorado. Packers edge rusher Micah Parsons doesn't want to miss half of the 26 NFL season or possibly more, although he says he's not into timetables. Parsons also tells reporters he likes his chances of being back on the field for Green Bay's Week 6 game against the Dallas Cowboys. He says it's very realistic. ESPN points out that a change in the rules means players like Parsons will be eligible to practice after the first 2 weeks. ESPN analytics shows that despite missing the last four games of the 25 season, Parsons led the NFL with 64 quarterback pressures. The new 5-in-5 college eligibility rule change could really be a game changer for volleyball programs like the University of Wisconsin. Badgers coach Kelly Sheffield was taking part in Big Ten Media Days Monday. His volleyball powerhouse doesn't have any traditional seniors on its roster, and the juniors could conceivably play for 3 more years instead of 2. Sheffield says he has already started having conversations with his players about what they might do if the extended eligibility rule becomes permanent. I am Phil Nee with an update on sports.